that fought to right itself. The ship's gala field tattered amidst dancing corpuscents, revealing a craft almost a mile long, a buttressed imperial warship whose battered hull plates were scorched and dented. Behind it, the tear in reality writhed madly, tendrils of dirty light groping blindly, as if seeking to snatch back their prize before it could escape. As the warp anomaly collapsed in upon itself and the starship sailed free, Kalides Gamma 1986 worked furiously to codify and categorize, to scan and transmit. Info spools whirred within its armored carapace, preparing a package of intelligence ready to be beamed through its Aquila-carved macro array. Machine spirit interrogations determined the ship's designation as a strike cruiser, a space marine vessel. Further rapid auto-scans detected and classified the heraldry of the Ultramarines chapter from the noble world of Macragge. The probe worked diligently, still attempting choristry with the onboard machine spirits of the Ultramarine strike cruiser, even as the warship bore down upon it. Retrothrusters fired in the probe's flanks, trying to shunt it out of the starship's path, and Kalides Gamma 1986 was still busily compiling its vox package when it was annihilated by the impact of the onrushing craft. The probe exploded, a brief starburst of fire against the armoured flank of the vessel. It left a slight scorch mark upon the strike cruiser's starboard prow plating, directly below the ship's name. Primarch's Sword. Within the armoured hull of the strike cruiser, a robed helot hastened along a corridor lit by strobing emergency lumens. He gripped the guide rails with one hand, ignoring the canted angle of the corridor and the shuddering gravity fluctuations. In his other hand, he clutched a freshly scribed data parchment, intended for the eyes of the most important warriors on the ship. He passed beneath the watchful eye lenses of Gothic gargoyles. He hurried across a gantry above a gun deck where servitors fought to extinguish fires and Medicaid teams saw to the wounded. He brushed past other helots, each hurrying along on their own missions. Many of his fellow servants were wounded or hollow-eyed from lack of sleep. The helot halted for a moment as the Primarch's sword gave an especially violent jolt, and a groan of stressed metal rolled through the air. His eyes darted to the dark corners, whites shrinking around his pupils. He recalled the unnatural entities that had attempted to manifest during the strike cruiser's violent trip through warp space. The ship's Geller field had kept the warp things at bay, but all the same, the helot's thoughts turned to the reassuring weight of the bolt pistol holstered at his hip. No servant of the Ultramarines was defenseless.
"Emperor, give your servant strength," he muttered, "and protect this unworthy soul from the terrors of the outer dark."
Slowly, the shuddering beneath his feet subsided, and the corridor righted itself as the Primarch's sword re-stabilized its internal gravity. The helot made the sign of the Aquila over the stylized white U emblazoned on his chest, then hurried on. The helot arrived at the gold-embossed doors to the ship's strategium. Two Primaris space marines stood guard outside, bolt rifles held across their armored chests. The warriors were demigods in the helot's eyes. Their fully enclosing suits of blue power armor, their proud helms with the faintly glowing eye lenses, their thrumming back-mounted power packs, all of this filled him with a near-religious awe. He approached with his eyes cast respectfully downwards, and one of the Ultramarines nodded in acknowledgement.
"Proceed," said the warrior, his vox-amplified voice a deep rumble.
The door slid aside, and the helot passed into the strategium. The chamber was high-ceilinged and decorated with marble statuary. A huge hololithic table squatted at its centre, and banks of cogitators and strategic Auspex shrines lined its walls. The strategium was large enough to hold 20 armoured Adeptus Astartes, but for now it contained just 3 Primaris space marines, the noble lords who led this strike force. They were standing around the hollow table, and their eyes turned to the helot as he entered. The gravity of their combined gaze almost pinned him in place. He approached Lieutenant Cassian, holding out the data parchment to the strike force's commanding officer.
"Missive from Shipmaster Aethor, my lord," said the